Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Outcomes of cardiovascular screening in men aged 60 to 64 years. The DanCavas 2 trial. This randomized controlled trial investigated cardiovascular disease screening in men aged 60 to 64. The study found no significant difference in all-cause mortality between the screening group and the control group after a median follow-up of 6.7 years, suggesting that this type of screening may not reduce mortality in this population. Article number 2. Aspirin dosing after acute coronary syndrome with suspected aspirin resistance. The Andaman trial. The Andaman trial investigated twice daily versus once daily aspirin in acute coronary syndrome patients with diabetes mellitus or high-risk aspirin resistance. Results showed no significant difference in major adverse cardiovascular events between the two aspirin dosing regimens at 12 months. This indicates that, in this population, escalating aspirin dosage does not reduce ischemic events. Article number 3. Inclisiran-based treatment strategy in hypercholesterolemia, the Victorian Difference Trial. The Victorian Difference Trial, a phase 3 trial, demonstrated that inclisiran, a small interfering ribonucleic acid, targeting pro-protein convertase subdolysin / kexin type 9 messenger ribonucleic acid, significantly reduced low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels when added to usual care in patients with hypercholesterolemia. This suggests inclisiran is an effective treatment strategy for lowering low-density lipoprotein cholesterol and has the potential to improve cardiovascular outcomes in this population. Article number 4. Effectiveness of bivalent respiratory syncytial virus perfusion F-protein-based vaccine in individuals with or without atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, the DAN-RSV trial. This secondary analysis of the DAN-RSV trial evaluated the bivalent respiratory syncytial virus perfusion F-protein-based vaccine's effectiveness on respiratory and cardiovascular outcomes in adults with and without atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The respiratory syncytial virus vaccine showed a significant reduction in respiratory syncytial virus-related lower respiratory tract disease, but no statistically significant effect on cardiovascular events, suggesting targeted respiratory protection. Article number 5. High dose versus standard dose inactivated influenza vaccine in cardiovascular outcomes in persons with or without pre-existing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, the DANFLU2 trial. The DANFLU2 trial compared high dose versus standard dose inactivated influenza vaccine in adults with and without atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The study showed no significant difference in cardiovascular or respiratory outcomes between the two vaccine doses. This indicates that high-dose influenza vaccination does not provide superior cardiovascular protection compared to standard dose in this population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.